oceanic number, you know. Any old time you want. Yeah. Hey, will you sing the harmony, Evan?
Hello, this is Gavin from The Wooden Sky, and you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
Well, I dreamt last night you were making love to a bird you swore you'd given up. Oh, I woke up shaking.
What do you think about that world's like?
Everybody, welcome back to Something Like It. I'm your thought but cowardly host, your thought but intellectual host, Dr. Octavius, and this is Drive Time Radio. I'm gonna start you off with this.
Getting lots of calls for the pothole damage and people getting some noises from the suspension.
Noticing more potholes? You're not alone. As you can see, I'm standing in one here at Monroe Avenue as new numbers from the city and Manitoba Public Insurance are in. And as for the number of potholes that had to be filled, well, they're in the tens of thousands. The city says a normal February would see crews fill about 3,000 potholes. But this February, crews had to fill nearly 23,000 potholes, with 7,000 already filled this month alone.
We are 24/7, so we're covering the city and trying to reach every major hazardous pothole on our streets.
Over 400 pothole-related claims were made to MPI this February, the most in 5 years for the month. The increase in potholes is leading to some repair shops now seeing an uptick in customers with damages to their vehicles.
Yeah, it's pothole season, people. I have no idea why you guys are cheering. That sounds terrible. But I'm a pedestrian, so that sounds like you guys' problem, really. I'm kidding. yeah, it's summer again. It's, well, not quite summer yet, but yeah, it's that time that Winnipeggers go outside. They should give us our own seasons, dude, because it's like winter half the year. But yeah, man, I just want to talk about summer quirks today and just all this weird and wonderful stuff we get down to, yes, including having to deal with the massive potholes that litter this great city of ours. Yeah, like, it's like Gotham City meets Winnipeg? I don't know. But there was that dude who was like, apparently he was caught literally swimming in a pothole, and then someone took a picture and they made a meme, and then apparently, like, the city was looking for him or something. I didn't know that was like a violation. Like, I mean, the pothole is there, there's water in it, right? And it's a public space, and there's no sign that says you can't swim in it. Look, I'm not encouraging anything, I'm just saying, both sides are gonna need some good lawyers. That's all I'm going to say about that story over there, bro. Anyways, I wanted to know, like, you guys have, like, summer foods. And I just learned about something called, I think it's called, like, a lime Ricky. I don't know. I was talking to Jared and Michael earlier. And, you know, they have a way of getting into your head. But what I actually came to talk about was the fact that you guys have, like, stuff that's completely different from what I usually have in the summer, because we have, like, really long summers, and they're really hot, And sometimes you can't go without, like, a refreshment. And beverages just seem kind of cliche. Like, you can only have water and orange juice so many times in a day, in a week. And, I mean, universally, we all have ice cream. And I love ice cream. Like, although you guys just take it just a teeny bit too far with the flavors. Like, you guys just have everything. Like, I know we in South Africa, we don't have birthday cake. You guys have birthday cake. That's an ice cream flavor, by the way. Like, how? And it just has, like, it has toppings, too. Like, you walk into Superstore, you buy the thing. You don't have to buy toppings because it's got, like, those little sprinkles on it and all that stuff. Only thing that's missing is, like, the cherry on top, to be honest. And then, I mean, Tim Hortons obviously has, like, a chocolate. Those chills, and I like the chocolate chill. Not a big fan of the strawberry. I said that to someone, and they disowned me yesterday. That's on them, to be honest. That's literally on them. I couldn't care less. I think chocolate is awesome when it's had with the right stuff. You know, I can't have too much chocolate. Like, I wouldn't go to Switzerland for the chocolate, right? I would go for, like, the cheese, maybe the cold meats if they have any. And obviously the mountains, right? Hiking. But, like, chocolate is not my top thing. But I think I found, like, my favorite chocolate beverage. And it was at Tim Hortons, like, the whole time. We have these little plastic tubes with, like, a flavored drink. I forget what we call them. And then you literally just poke a hole in the corner and you have it. It's the most refreshing thing you can have. So imagine it's like a summer afternoon and you have nothing better to do with your day than to have a cold beverage and, I don't know, play outside with your friends. Whatever it is people do when the sun is out. Y'all are weird, to be honest. And then you just lay in the grass and just have this thing, right? It's frozen, so you can have it for that much longer, right? But obviously, there's, like, this. I think there's, like, a science or, like, physics behind it where, like, as you're having it, literally, as you're having it, you can, like, feel it melting, but it's melting inside the tube. So then it becomes, like, a liquid, and then you keep having it, you keep having it until the whole thing is, like, molten, and then, like, you finish it off. So it could take you 20 minutes to finish one of those. Depending on how frozen it is, right? So people have their own, like, there's levels to how much you want to freeze it. But we also have, like, other stuff. We have, like, a malt drink that's really cold. But then that one is, like, basically you're having almost like food. Like, if you want to be full, refreshed, and you need liquids at the same time, that's what you have. I would say some of the stuff is, like, it's acquired taste. But trust me, you should try that. It's called Maheu. And I've brought some to Canada. Like, I've been allowed to bring some. And people don't think it's too bad. I had, like, this buttermilk flavored thing. And people were like, this is awesome stuff, dude. And I was like, yeah. Imagine that. Yeah. And then you guys have frozen yogurt. That's basically ice cream. I don't get how that's its own thing. Froyo, frozen yogurt, whatever you want to call it, whatever, like, terms you want to come up with. Same thing, dude. It's literally the same thing. I was there, like, there was, like, a sale on frozen yogurt, like, recently in my store. I won't mention which one. Because I technically, like, well, there's the whole boycott thing going on. And, like, well, let's just say convenience over conviction is how I'm operating right now. I stand with y'all, though. I was standing there and I was trying to get like one of those like big tubs of like frozen yogurt. It's a tub bucket. I don't know, the really big one, and it was like pretty cheap that day. And then I walk over to the thing, and I'm just standing there, and there was a lady who had like her cart behind me, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, am I blocking like the fridge? And she goes, no, I'm just looking. And I go, they've taken all the good flavors. And then she just looks at me and she goes, that's how it usually goes, son. You know, she felt like it was like she imparted some wisdom on me, you know, like, you know, she felt like she was really giving me the, you know, the ins and outs of grocery shopping. Yeah, because I mean, I give it off too. I give off that vibe of just like a dumb kid walking through the store. No idea what he's buying, just junk food as I'm walking out, and like a, I don't know, like a carrot or a tomato, just, you know, make my mom proud, people. I want to make my mommy proud. but, you know, that's when it just dawned on me, like, frozen yogurt really is just ice cream. Like, I've never seen people go, oh, I have, okay, there's like, there's a bit of a texture difference, right? That's usually what people bring up when you go, oh, you know, the Froyo camp usually brings that up, you know. That's like, that's their go-to political slogan. It's like, well, there's a texture difference. And honestly, bro, when something is kind of frozen, kind of goes down the same. It kind of goes down the same. It's a frozen cream. It's ice cream. Yogurt is technically a cream, depending on who you ask. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a lowly intellectual guy person. Anyways, yeah, and then there's like snow cones, which I've only tried one. My understanding is that it depends on who you're getting your snow cones from. The kinds of syrups they have. I didn't know that was syrup. I thought it was like sweet ice or something. Turns out they just pour like a syrup on there, and I don't appreciate some of the syrups. But you might have, you actually like, you get a lot of people like, man, I'm like a snow cone fan. They start telling you where to get snow cones. You're like, I'm okay, thank you. Because I also assume, like, okay, there's a machine that makes the snow cone thing. But for some reason, the fact that they use the word snow, it puts me off. Because, well, I live in Winnipeg and we step on snow. The geese are doing what geese do. They're cobra chickening in the snow. And I'm like, I don't know if you just took that, you shoved it in a cone, and now you want me to have it. But that's just how my mind works, because I'm an intellectual. So don't you guys like try to think like me. It's like that thing, you know, don't you have a friend that's like, or like, I don't know if you ever like lived with your girlfriend or something, like you flush the toilet while they're in the shower, they go crazy, and you're like, you know, and then they're like, well, actually, sometimes when you flush the toilet, I feel like that water's coming out of the spout, the shower. Shower head? Whatever they call the thing with the water and stuff. Yeah, those people. It's exactly like those people. That's how I feel about snow cones. I hope you guys got all of that. I'm an intellectual. Anyways, we'll be back after this break.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands, and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hey, we're back. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to Something Like It here on 101.5 FM. I'm your thought but intellectual host, your thought but cowardly host, Dr. Octavius, and this is Drive Time Radio. Yay! Thank you, guys. Anyways, before we went on a break, we were talking about the insanity of snow cones. We should probably start a petition to have them outlawed, but I'll leave that to you guys. You guys seem like you're far more proactive than I am. I'm just an intellectual. I'll be the brains behind the movement, if you will. And I will guide you, as is my mission, and my public service to you. You're welcome. Now, back to these summer quirks or whatever the word is. Yeah, I need to brush up on my vocab. I wanted to talk about our regalia. Our dress code in the summer. I just, like, as soon as the weekend, like last weekend hit, I just started wearing shorts, like every day, shorts everywhere. And it's weird when you see someone in shorts for the first time. Because I feel like shorts are so revealing. Like, you know, they tell you a lot about a person. For example, I do not shave my legs when I start wearing shorts. Yeah. I just leave it all out there for the world to see. Because I am proud. I'm like a spider, I think. Ish. Sort of. Kinda. Alright. Up for debate. But yeah, like at some point you get to a point where it's just kind of like, whoa, I was not expecting to see that person in shorts today, especially here. Cause like you could meet someone in like September and not see them in shorts until May, maybe even June, depending on the year and the person. And you're just like, wait, what? They look so different. And for me, honestly, I don't know. I still feel like Winnipeg summers have been so hot lately that I've become sort of a libertarian in a way. Freedom, I think, like to the philosophical T, like just like straight up freedom. Because if this summer is even like remotely as hot as like that summer in 2022, bro, they have to allow us to walk outside just like, I don't know, completely nude. Birthday suit. Yeah. I don't know. Like, even the shorts aren't cutting it, bro. Like, that summer was just unbelievable. Even last summer was pretty hot, but like, given that the winter was just like kind of winter, not really, sometimes winter, hey, it feels like spring. That means that the summer might just be like, yikes, you know? And unfortunately, unlike in winter, that means that if it's that hot in Winnipeg, other parts of the country will be pretty hot too. So like, there's kind of no escape, really, in a way, kind of. Unless you want to go, like, up north. Actually, I should do that. I haven't been up there. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, in summer, people do, like, just, like, the weirdest stuff. Yeah, I personally like to keep it simple, man. Like, just shorts. And surprisingly, the shorts thing, it works out for me, man. I do well in the summers, yeah. Anyways. Caps and hats is like my other thing because I just never cut my hair. But then I saw something like really weird the other day. I saw like a person wearing like a fish head, like, well, not like an actual fish head, but like, you know, one of those like weird mascot type thingy costume thingamabobs. It was just weird. I feel like, I don't know if it's like an attention thing, you know? Although I don't think someone wearing a fish head is like an attention thing, you know? That's just beyond attention. That's just like, I'm just having fun with this, you know? I'm always interested in the person behind the fish head, you know? Never judge a book by its cover, dudes. However, I think on like a far more like important note is like, I think the people who are really trying to get people's attention is those people on roller skates. Have you seen them? They're like on the sidewalk and then the guy just goes phew past you and you're like, okay, okay, reverse Michael Jackson or whatever. And they just like keep going, dude. And you're just like, I should have tripped them. I'm kidding. Do not do that. Don't do that. It's frowned upon in this country. I think those guys, like, I really genuinely feel like they think that they're above us in, like, the pecking order. And that they think that they do better than us in all, like, spheres. And I think that there's only one way to remedy that. We kind of have to come up with a plan to actually, like, stop them. You know, just, like, I don't know, like, speed bumps. We could do speed bumps for roller skates, dude. Because, like, a roller skate is not like a bike, right? Like, I mean, look, bikes, yeah, I feel them. When they're in my lane, dude, I'm like, dude, I'm a pedestrian. You are totally in my lane right now. I don't get why I have to move out of the way for you. But you know what? I understand you because we're all afraid of the people operating these automobiles or whatever they're called. Roller skates is kind of like, look, I could bike, I could walk. I'd just rather glide past everyone and pretend I'm cool and humble, okay? That's who's holding Canada back. Anyways, we'll be back after these messages.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, LA indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned Sandscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Something Like It. I'm your thought but intellectual host, your thought but cowardly host, Dr. Octavius, and this is Drive Time Radio. Now, you know, before I let you guys go, because you might be thinking, you know what, Octavius, I don't even know why I turned this thing on, man. You sound like you're mad about stuff again. Not really. It's summer. This is me. This is summer Octavius. Straight chilling, bro. There's just, like, odd activities that we just, like, do in the summer. And I don't get them. Right? The most important one being, like, throwing a frisbee. Like, are you that bored, bro? I thought that was just something you did with your dog, right? You chuck the frisbee, the dog goes to get it, it comes back, and you're like, oh, you're doing a great job, you know? Testing your dog's cognitive abilities, right? Right? But no. You're just standing there, just chucking frisbees at each other, and for like an hour. Like, you guys, you know what you could have done in an hour? An episode of Succession is an hour. Go do that. You can watch half of Pulp Fiction listen to a whole rap album. Do something. You know, do not waste your time. And they're like, well, actually, we're here for the good weather. And I'm like, no, you're not. If you were here for the good weather, you'd be swimming. I don't know. Just chilling in the grass. Which I don't get. Why do we always go and chill in the grass, dude. And then we're itchy afterwards. What is wrong with us? It's like we just don't learn. Like we've achieved, I don't know, like space travel. What other cool stuff have we done? And like, I don't know, AI, if you consider that an achievement. Sandwiches. And yet, this one thing, we just refuse to learn that lesson. Yeah, it's very simple, right? You rub your back against the grass, you're going to itch later. But we're like, eh, sure. Right? Yeah. Or like going into the woods and camping and stuff. You're like, dude, you're going to get poison ivy. No, I'm not. Okay. Hey, dude, I've got poison ivy. Why, did you go into the woods? Yeah. Well, why are you like telling me like you went out there seeking these plants? You know they're all mad at us because, well, they're plants, I think. I don't know. But, yeah, there's just, like, a whole bunch of stuff. Especially the whole going to the beach thing. It's like, you can go to the beach in the winter, dude. It's just not going to be the same experience, but do it. For your own sake, please try it out. I've been. Okay, it wouldn't be the same as winter here, but like the time when I went to like Cape Town during what we would call a South African winter, it's not bad, right? Like you're not going to be like, okay, I want to jump in the water. Or depending on which side of the water like you want to go on. Because there's a side where there's technically warm water currents that do come up. But mostly surfers, like, are in the water during, like, winter. But I really think that you should consider going to the beach in the winter. That's why everyone ends up getting so, like, mad and depressed. It's like, look, I'm always depressed because the sun is not out in the winter. But it's like, go outside and do something. You can technically drive before the potholes are out and, you know, just, like, sort of figure that whole thing out. Also, I am, like, totally, like, boycotting the whole, hey, summer body thing. I did that last year, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat my carrots and go to the gym. I'm over it, dude. Like, yeah, I'm technically seeing someone. I'm not going to join your little trend and feed my insecurities, dude. I'm not. I'm an intellectual. I'm bigger than this. I'm bigger than your whole trend thing that you have going on, your doxa. I refuse you. I'm kidding. I don't refuse it. Oh, actually, I do. I do. I'm rebellious. If that's what rebellious is. Like, do people still get called, like, rebellious? Or is that, like, technically everyone now? Because, like, the nerds are cool, but they're doing things that people don't necessarily agree with. Right? And then no one likes, I don't know, like, I should have probably thought about that before I just said it. You know, like, speaking before I think is one of the things that comes with this heavy burden of intellectualism. Before I go, I think, you know, it's just like the weird little things we do. But I really enjoy Winnipeg in the summer. I'm not going to lie. So get out there. Try this stuff. And let me know where I can get this lime Ricky thing that Jared and them were talking about. I think I'm actually going to try it. Though I don't know why anyone would have lime in like their leisurely time. And yes, I did just say leisurely. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you've been listening, you've been listening to Something Like It here on 101.5 FM. And I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the summer.
Always walk, always know, I am now and you're long ago. Never dream, never stay, I'm in color and you are in gray. Cause you are away in your other life, but I would never ever let you go. And if someone ever breaks my heart, I still hope it is you. Would you say stop or would you turn look away? Would you say don't or would you choose to betray? Would you say no? Would you say go? Would you say stop or would you let it all end? Would you say don't or would you choose to pretend? Would you say no? Would you say go? Winter goes, I try poetry, you hardly repose. Now the day, now the year, I see life, you're blinded by tears. Cause you are away in your other life, but I would never ever let you go. And if someone ever breaks my heart, I still hope it is you. Would you say stop or would you turn look away? Would you say don't or would you choose to betray? Would you say no? Would you say go? Would you say stop?